The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Algo Tulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer. This is Jen Kern sitting in for Joe Piscopo, who will be back on the airwaves tomorrow to share with us how his week out west went. And we are moving along here. The theme of today's show, as you probably noticed, is free speech and working against the cancel culture mob. And my next guests are no exception to this. Dr. Nicole Kish and City Council member, the Honorable Rashard Tortorello, who, by the way, was not yet a City Council member on January 6th of 2021, but I'll get to that in a minute. These two folks from the middle of the country, the state of Oklahoma, were fairly new to politics and wanted to go to Washington, D.C. on January 6th, 2021, to watch the vote get certified. New to politics at the time, they thought that would be kind of a nice first field trip. And the rest is, as they say, literal history. I'd like to welcome on to the show now Dr. Nicole Kish and City Councilmember Rashard Tortorello. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jen.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, I want to walk through this first, Dr. Nicole Kish. Take us through sort of your feeling of why you felt compelled to go to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. You were sort of new to politics at the time, wanted to travel to D.C. to see what the vote certification was all about. Kind of walk us through why you went and what your activities of the day were.
Well, we decided to go to watch the vote get certified and, of course, to support our amazing president, President Trump. And I thought it would be a very nice trip to check out the beautiful city of Washington, D.C. We had just started a movement here in Norman, Oklahoma. It was called Unite Norman. We were upset what was happening in our city when our police department was defunded. So we were a big part of that. We had a big grassroots effort going, and we thought it would be a really nice thing to go to D.C. So we did. And got to go to the rally and meet. We just met hundreds and hundreds of people and saw thousands of people who were so proud to be there, so patriotic, and they wanted to be there to support our president and to see how the whole voting process worked.
And you went to the Stop the Steal rally, of course, where President Trump spoke, which was a full mile away from the melee that would quickly ensue at the Capitol that day. Explain to me, like, were you near the Capitol when this broke out, or were you still at the Stop the Steal rally? Kind of explain your movements that day.
Well, he was actually speaking at the Ellipse, and the actual stage was there. And so that's where we were standing. Everything started very, very late, and it was very, very cold. It was a very cold day, and there were just hundreds of thousands of people in the crowd. It was very hard to move around. But we were listening to him and finally got to really stand and hear him, and we decided that we were getting quite cold. We thought it was, you know, time to go back to our hotel, which was just around the corner, the Mandarin. And we actually left before he was finished speaking, because we're going back to warm up to our hotel. We were literally over a mile away from the Capitol, and we're not anywhere near the Capitol then. The actual stage and the speech was at the Ellipse.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So, Councilmember Rashard Tortorello, were your first thoughts when you heard that the Capitol had been overrun? You're already back at your hotel having hot cocoa to warm up on a D.C. January afternoon, which those of us on the East Coast now can tell you is quite cold. What did you think when you saw all of this happening? And more importantly, what sort of reaction did you start getting from back home when people were starting to accuse you of being involved in something you were nowhere near?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we were back in the hotel and we were receiving notices from our phones from the emergency management that, you know, stay away from the Capitol. There was violence that started. And so the funny thing was that as this was happening, President Trump was still speaking. And so we can hear him from our hotel room, and he was still talking to the crowd at the same time that this what happened at the Capitol started. And so my initial thought was that this is crazy. This is not him. These are not Trump supporters, because I had reported in the news before that we saw individuals moving about in our crowd dressed in black, all black, ski mask, goggles, backpacks. And, you know, my initial reaction was that this is an Antifa situation at the Capitol, not Trump supporters. I was looking out the window, and people were running away from the Capitol in the streets down below in front of the hotel. And turned on Fox News. We were watching this live. And I started posting to my Facebook page, like, this is actually happening now in the Capitol. The reaction from the liberals here in Norman was that they seized on a moment to say, hey, look, we have a guy who is thinking about running for city council. He is there right now, part of this violence. And they started reposting my post and adding their commentary on there. And it just went viral from there. Our supporters, my supporters and friends, were there basically, hey, are you guys okay? Are you fine? Are you safe? And contrast that to the liberals saying, look at this. These guys are part of the insurrection. They're actually there in D.C. supporting Trump as he takes over the country.
Yeah.
So the difference in the tone for conservatives was, hey, are you guys okay? Compare that and contrast that to the liberals by saying, look, they're this violence. They're part of this movement to take over our country, and they're at the Capitol now. So
we're talking
appalled by the behavior.
Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Nicole Kish and Rashard Tortorello, who were in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, not involved in the Capitol insurrection, but got painted with this broad brush, as so many Americans who returned home from the rallies and the activities of that day were. By the time you guys had landed back in Oklahoma, you had already been tried and convicted by the jury of your peers that were the leftists in your liberal small town America. And tell me a little bit, especially Dr. Kish, who you run a robust medical practice. What kind of cancel culture did you go through once you returned home?
Yeah, it was absolutely appalling. I couldn't believe what people were doing on Facebook. They literally attacked my practice online on Facebook. They called my landlord and told them not to renew my lease or to revoke my lease because I was a seditionist. They wanted to get my practice's lease revoked. They called the Oklahoma Optometry Board to revoke my optometry license. They would call my office and threaten my staff and patients. So I literally had to hire an off-duty police officer at my expense, $40 an hour for 9 hours a day for 6 days a week. And I had to do that until I moved to my practice on May the 3rd.
And this is so interesting. This cancel culture against a person who wasn't even at the Capitol, was not involved in the Capitol insurrection. This is so interesting because I think most Americans, when faced with this as they come back to their hometown, would have crawled into their shells and said, I'm never going outside again because now I've been painted as this nasty insurrectionist. But instead, you fought back. You helped save your own reputation, which I think is a lesson for all Americans, not to bend to the cancel culture mob. And Rashar Tortorello, you actually took it a step further and you said, I'm not only not going to be bullied about this and be bullied exercising my right as an American to go watch the certification of the vote, I'm actually going to run for office. Tell us a little bit about that decision.
Yeah, so that was my decision. I solidified, you know, the cancel culture movement in the middle of America in Norman, Oklahoma, was so intense that it just made me more resolute that I would not bow or yield to this nonsense. I ran for city council. I ran on my supporting Donald Trump and freedom of speech, and I actually won. The polarity of the citizens I ran into. I was afraid of what they might have asked about my being there in D.C., and it turned out they were with me 1,000%. They could have been there if they could have gotten a ticket or hotel room, but it actually helped my campaign by sticking to my values as a conservative that I would not yield, and I would also support other freedom of speech for everyone else. They saw this, they latched on to it, and I won in a four-man race. First-time politician sticking on values, won, overwhelmingly beat my candidates, beat the other candidates. This goes to prove that the majority of Americans, they do not like the cancel culture movement. Look, they painted us as seditious and terrorists, wanted to kill us, posting online that if anyone saw us, we were to be shot on sight. All right? This is how bad it got. But when you get conservatives in a movement like Unite Norman, to fight against the funding of the police, which we were involved in, they did not back down either. They all stood up and said, we want this guy to represent us because he shares our values. He is us. And so when they voted for me, they were voting for themselves. They were voting for freedom. They were voting for freedom of speech, freedom of association. The liberals, the leftists of this town, want to attack the association. They want to tear us down. And this cancel culture movement, they actually put us on a list, Jennifer Kearns, they put us on a list of the 25 people in the state of Oklahoma not to do business with because we are seditionists and terrorists.
Wow, that is just stunning and shocking, as you said, that could happen in the middle of a red state. I realize Norman is a university town. It's kind of like Austin, Texas, for those out there who aren't familiar with Norman, Oklahoma. University of Oklahoma is there. So it does have a more liberal bent. But the fact that could happen in a red state, I remember when this happened to you guys, and it was completely shocking. But I'm so proud to know you guys. And I think really, I think you both have a book in you, and you ought to write about this as a handbook for every American on how to stand up and fight back against the cancel culture. Dr. Kish, I know your practice is booming now. They weren't able to cancel you. And Rashar, as we said, you are now a sitting city council member who basically can go do whatever you want and ascend to whatever higher office you want. You guys are both great Americans, and thank you so much for sharing your story. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Jen Kearns. You have a wonderful morning.
Okay, you guys too. All right. Up next, after the break, we're going to be talking with documentary filmmakers who documented the experience of those two guests that you just heard. And they've got some other guests in there as well. Mark Meadows, Dr. Sebastian Gorka have all been some guests on their documentaries. Their upcoming documentary, the January 6th documentary called Shame of a Nation. You just heard a little taste of it there. On the other side of the break, we'll come back with Jack Smith and Mandy Del Rio to talk a little bit about that project and how you as Americans can continue to fight back against these nasty, nasty forces. And now we'll take a quick break for traffic with Kristen North here on AM 970 The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. there. We do have better news on the southbound FDR Drive at 71st Street. A crash has finally been cleared, but we still have some slow traffic back to 96th Street. FDR Drive southbound, believe it or not, right by 20th Street, a disabled vehicle is still blocking the right lane, and we're still jammed up back to 34th Street. Better news in Brooklyn, the Bell Parkway. That's going to be eastbound right by Coney Island Avenue. A crash has just been cleared to the shoulder. We are stop and go on the Harlem River Drive southbound between the 3rd Avenue Bridge and the FDR Drive. Checking our Hudson River crossings. Well, believe it or not, so far so good. Into and out of the city at the George. It's only minor delays. However, we do have road work. Outbound Upper Deck, we do have road work blocking the right lane on the ramp from the Henry Hudson Parkway all the way across the span until further notice. Lower Deck, we do have road work blocking the right lane on the ramp from the Henry Hudson Parkway. So far so good into and out of the city at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. We only have minor delays at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Brandon Tatum sees a new weapon for the Dems.
All you have to do is look at the history of the FBI and look at the history of the investigations into Donald Trump, and you can tell, as sure as the noonday sun, that these people are not acting in good faith. I believe that the FBI has been weaponized to come after their political enemies, and Donald Trump is one of those political enemies.
The Officer Tatum Show. Weeknights at 8, right before Sebastian Gorka at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, this is Frank Pallotta, Republican candidate for United States Congress here in New Jersey's 5th District. I'm not just running to return my district to Republican hands. I'm running to represent all of the people in my district, including seniors, veterans, small businesses, and everyone who longs for real bipartisan leadership. I've just launched a weekly radio talk show on AM 970, The Answer, called Frankly Speaking. Our show will air at 10 a.m. on Sundays, so please tune in. We'll be discussing the issues that are relevant and critically important to all of us here in the 5th District and across the great state of New Jersey. If you'd like to know more, please visit my website at frankfornj.com. That's Frank, the number 4, nj.com, where you can follow our campaign, catch up on all the issues, and if you like what you see, please feel free to donate. If you have any questions, please contact our offices at 201-783-8801. Thank you.
This is Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, I just spoke to my buddy Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota, and he told me that anyone looking to beat these ridiculous gas prices should get over to see them at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. That's because they've got one of the area's largest inventories of new Toyota vehicles, including the most fuel-efficient vehicles, like the 39-mile-per-gallon Toyota Camry, the 41-mile-per-gallon RAV4 Hybrid, or the one that started it all, Toyota Prius, which gets a combined 56 miles per gallon. No need to remortgage your house just to fill up the tank. Call Route 22 Toyota at 973-705-8905. Let them show you which fuel-efficient Toyota is right for you. Plus, they're making it easier than ever to get out of your gas guzzler by offering 125% of book value on your trade. That's right, any make, any model. 973-705-8905. Schedule an appointment at Route 22 Toyota. They'll give you 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. And remember, tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show. Do not adjust your sets. It's Jen Kearns in with the gang today, filling in for Joe, who will be back tomorrow. And boy, it's almost Friday. Aren't you doing a little happy dance in your cars as you listen to us and listen to us on the AM 970 The Answer live stream as we move along here? Well, our last guests, boy, weren't those compelling? Two ordinary, or I should say extraordinary, turns out, citizens who went to Washington, D.C., to witness the changing of the guard, the certification of the vote on January 6, 2021. And you saw how their lives were turned upside down. And I'm so honored to welcome another pair of guests. The Piscopo Show this morning is humoring me by having multiple guests on the line. So thank you guys for trusting me as we walk people through these incredible stories. And our next two guests, Jack Smith and Mandy Del Rio, are documentary filmmakers who covered the very story we were just talking about in their upcoming January 6th documentary called Shame of a Nation. And Shame of a Nation is right. That is what Dr. Nicole Kish and Rashard Turtle went through. Jack and Mandy, welcome to the Joe Piscopo Show.
Hey, Jen. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us on.
Hey, thank you guys so much. I should mention this is not your first rodeo. You have produced two other similar documentaries that aired on Newsmax, the first of which was called America Burning. And that was about the death of George Floyd and really how the Democrats and the media used the death of this man to further their anti-Trump narrative for the 2020 election. And it really was, when you look back, hindsight 2020, that really, in my view, was the get out the vote plan. That was using another human being's tragedy to further the leftist positions in America. And that, of course, starred Greg Kelly, Eric Bolling, some of the favorite conservatives, Ann Dorn. And then your second documentary that also aired on Newsmax was called Day of Outrage. And this featured Salem radio host Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And you really go into the events before, during, and after January 6th. And then, of course, this trifecta you've got with this new January 6th document, The Shame of a Nation. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming project and why you felt the need to cover this and why you think it's so important, Jack.
Well, thanks for having us on, Jen. And you know, really, Mandy and I are so appreciative to Newsmax that they have the courage to do these docs. Shame of a Nation kind of picks up where we left off with Day of Outrage, where we do a deep dive on the civil rights violations of a lot of the J6 detainees, the J6 defendants, and their civil rights are being horribly violated. You know, January 6th was a peaceful protest. At times it became unruly, and at times it became violent. Anyone that committed acts of violence that day, you know, they should be punished. They should be held accountable. No one supports that. However, we're all entitled to due process. And that's where the J6 defendants, detainees in the D.C. jail, that's where their situation differs from what you saw with the George Floyd riots, where 90% of the people that were arrested during the George Floyd BLM riots in the summer of 2020, their charges were tossed. So that's kind of what we show here. We show the FBI raids. We show how they're tracking people down. We talk about how some of these people were police waved them in and they just walked around the rotunda. And they're looking at years in jail. We interview Brandon Strock, who started the Walk Away campaign, and they just kept piling charges on him, one after another. He was looking at 20 years in jail for simply standing outside the Columbus doors, videotaping what was going on. We also interviewed Jerry Perna, her nephew Matt Perna. Same thing, a police officer waved him in. He walked through the rotunda, didn't hit a police officer, didn't break anything, didn't steal anything. And they just kept piling charges one after another on him until finally he took a plea deal. He pled guilty. He was looking at 6 to 10 months in jail. Then after he took his guilty plea, they decided that they were going to throw a terrorism enhancement onto his sentencing, which would have upped his sentence to 5 to 6 years. And sadly, Matthew Perna took his own life. And this is what they're doing to these people. They're breaking them financially. They're breaking them psychologically. And when did we wake up in communist Soviet Union? You know, I mean, it's, you know, again, anyone that hits a police officer, they should be held accountable, you know, but you should have your day in court. You get your sentence, you do your time, and then your life goes on. And we're not seeing that with a lot of these J6 detainees and defendants.
We're talking with Jack Smith and Mandy Del Rio, documentary filmmakers behind the upcoming film Shame of a Nation. It's a January 6th documentary. Jack, you touched on this a little bit. You know, I've read that there are as many as 600 people still in jail, offered no bail for their involvement in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Is that number accurate to you in all the research you've done?
Well, I think in the D.C. jail, I think there's about, I want to say 35 or 40 people in the D.C. jail. And there, that's the real, you know, the real problem spot there, where these guys are being held in solitary confinement and they're not allowed to shave. And, you know, these guys all look like terrorists now because they, and I think that's part of the game. Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to get haircuts, to shave. They can't cut their toenails, fingernails. I mean, they're being beaten, mistreated. Honestly, Jen, the numbers are a little tough to find because the FBI is not exactly, you know, forthcoming with those numbers. My understanding is I think 800 people have been arrested in total, and that number keeps climbing every day. And so far, I think over 300 have pled guilty. In terms of how many people across the country are being held in different facilities, I don't have an exact number on that. Again, it's a little difficult to pinpoint that exact number, but as of this point, I think it's over 800 have been arrested, over 300 have pled guilty, and a lot of those people that are taking guilty pleas, you know, one of our guests in the doc says, you know, there's a story behind every one of those guilty pleas, that they are breaking these guys. They're under such duress that, you know, they're taking these guilty pleas because they're breaking financially, they're breaking psychologically, they're not allowed to see their families. And, you know, this is America. I mean, I'm sorry, everyone, and I know I'm repeating myself, but this is the whole theme of the doc, is it's all about everyone is entitled to due process.
Yeah, it's almost a microcosm in a million splintered ways of what's happening to Donald Trump right now. There certainly seems to be an unequal application of the law. Like you said, the George Floyd rioters and the Antifa rioters of the summer 2020 were certainly treated much, much differently. And it's so interesting. So I want to move to Mandy now. Mandy, as you looked to bring this documentary film together, why did you feel it was so important to tell these stories of what's happened and this shame of a nation that's been brought down on some of these folks since January 6th?
Because, you know, it's scary what can happen in this country right now, what is happening in this country right now. These are Americans. And, you know, I don't think that this is the precedent we should be setting for Americans. You know, again, like Jack basically covered everything. I mean, people's civil rights are being violated. There are some people that just went to see, you know, Trump speak. And like Nicole and Rashard, you know, they were completely ostracized. Their life was turned upside down. They've been threatened. We don't live in a communist country. We live in America. And people do not want this precedent to be set because the tables can turn at any time. And this is what the left doesn't understand. It seems like they don't understand. You know, there are so many people on board right now who are perfectly okay with disowning you if you're a Trump supporter, unfriending you. You know, basically, they don't want you to have any rights if it were up to them. And that's just not how this country was set up, and that's not how this country is. You know, we live in the most free, most amazing, the greatest country in the world, and it's important that we stand up and don't allow this to happen, just as an American.
Having said all of this, and you guys are very brave for putting these documentaries together, do you ever think you hear a knock at the door that might be the FBI? Is that a concern in the back of your mind as you touch on this uber sensitive subject, Jack?
Right.
To answer that question accurately, 40, 30, 20 years ago, no way. You know, not the America that I grew up in, you know. But today, who knows? I mean, it's scary. I mean, we you know, we're very careful in what we're doing. We do our diligence. We do our due diligence on every guest, every documentary. Before we put a product out, Newsmax runs it through legal. They run it through fact checkers. So not only do Mandy and I, especially Mandy, I mean, she's amazing with the research. But not only do we research our guests, research our storylines, make sure everything's accurate and factual. But thank God we also have Newsmax doing it as well, because, you know, honestly, we want to tell a factual story. I mean, we don't want to be like the other side. Okay. We don't want to do propaganda pieces.
Right.
Okay. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to do Michael Moore here, you know, because frankly, I see his docs as propaganda pieces, but put all that aside, you know, we want to be factual in how we tell our stories. But with that being said, I mean, if they can raid the former president of the United States home and take his passports, they can do this to anyone.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you both are so brave. You're brave Americans, and we appreciate all of your research and telling these stories that need to be told. You know, we're not the judge and the jury here on many of these cases, but as you heard with the previous guests, Nicole Kish and Rashard Tortorella, what they went through is just absolutely un-American and unconscionable, and we thank you for telling their stories. Shame of a Nation is expected to come out Labor Day weekend on Newsmax, and we'll keep you posted as we get closer to the date. Jack Smith, Mandy Del Rio, documentary filmmakers, thank you so much for standing in this space for so many Americans. And
thanks for having us on, Jen. Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you so much. And we'll throw it over to Al for a quick news break.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
72 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A battle is happening in Lower Manhattan over a popular waterfront park that may get paved over to help with flood protection. Battery Park City's $220 million resiliency project, slated to begin this fall, and the multi-year project will provide urgently needed flood risk reduction for a vulnerable Manhattan area. Locals think it goes too far and say it will destroy more than 100 trees and reduce half the green space at Wagner Park, which local kids and schools in the area rely upon for recreation and nature. In response to pushback, Battery Park City proposed adding more trees and lawn area to the project, although the construction is still set to begin after Labor Day. New Jersey is creating a revolving fund to provide interest-free loans to students studying high-demand fields. The first in the nation initiative is being dubbed the Pay It Forward program, which Governor Murphy says will put quality job training in reach for several state residents to pursue careers in technology, health, and clean energy. The effort is funded by the public and private sector, will be offered at Hudson County Community College, Camden College, and New Jersey Institute of Technology. Murphy says once students land a job and start paying back their loans, that money goes directly back into the program to help future students. In sports, Yankees snapping a three-game skid in dramatic fashion with Josh Donaldson hitting a grand slam in the bottom of the 10th to beat the Rays 8-7. Mets snapped their two-game slide with a 9-7 win over the Braves. Max Scherzer credited with the victory. He allowed just 4 runs over 6 and a third innings pitched. Stuck in traffic, Kristen North's got the answer.
Good morning. Can we get a drum roll, please? Southbound FDR Drive by 20th Street, all cleared. A disabled vehicle has finally been cleared from the scene. Now, we're still a little bit hectic back to 34th Street, but it is going to start to thin out nicely. We're bumper to bumper in Brooklyn on the Gowanus eastbound between the Prospect Expressway and Cadman Plaza. Heavy delays in the Bronx and the Bruckner westbound between the Bronx River Parkway and the Sheridan Expressway. And we're going to see stop-and-go stuff on the Harlem River Drive southbound between the 3rd Avenue Bridge and the FDR Drive. Cross Bronx is jamming up southbound between the Bronx River Parkway and 3rd Avenue. Checking our Hudson River crossings, we're good to go across the Hudson River at the George Washington Bridge inbound. If you're going outbound into New Jersey, we do have upper-level construction. The right lane is blocked on the ramp from the Henry Hudson Parkway across the span, and the left lane on the ramp to the Palisades Parkway. Lower deck has roadwork blocking the right lane on the ramp from the Henry Hudson Parkway. So far, so good into and out of the city at the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Pfizer. It's summertime. Just like reapplying sunscreen helps continue protection against the sun, a booster shot can help enhance protection against COVID-19 after a primary series vaccination, which wanes over time. Schedule an appointment when eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you all about us. Whoa, tough crowd. Anybody out there? Hello? Anyone?
Fighting to be heard in today's competitive digital world?
It's time for Salem Surround. Let us handle everything and get your message seen and heard.
Let's turn up the volume on your business with Salem Surround.
For more information, go to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com.
This is Kurt Schlichter. When the left said it wanted to transform America, what it really meant was it wanted to ruin everything. From our decaying cities to our best-in-the-world military, whatever the left gets control of, it destroys. But it isn't too late to turn this around. That's why I wrote my latest book called We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America. This book is my roadmap back to American greatness.
Read Kurt Schlichter's essential new book, We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America, available wherever books are sold.
Imagine you're relaxing on the sky deck of a beautiful yacht as it cruises through New York Harbor. The iconic skyline creates a picturesque backdrop as you sip a delicious summer cocktail with your feet up, taking in the sun and scenic views, finding refuge from traffic that plagues the tri-state area. On board, a tranquil cruise. Sounds like an impossible dream, right? Well, all of this can be your reality on board the Atlantis with New York Cruises. Fully insured and Coast Guard certified, this three-deck yacht is family-owned and operated with over 40 years of boat building and marine experience. Captain Fred and the Atlantis will make any event a great time. Comfort, luxury, attention to detail. It's what the Atlantis and New York Cruises are all about. Experience the sophistication of cruising around Manhattan in style on your wedding day, birthday, anniversary, corporate event, or you know what, for no occasion at all. Call 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
All right. Welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show. Jen Kern sitting in for the big guy today with Al Gattulo and Joe Sebelia. And we're heading into the final stretch of the show. Joe Piscopo will be back tomorrow. But in the meantime, we are joined by one of my buddies, Charles Moran. He is the national president of the Log Cabin Republicans. And boy, this guy is one of the hardest working people in national politics and during the midterms. You can always tell who's out doing the work because you run into them on the road in random states. I just ran into Kevin McCarthy in Colorado, and then I ran into him in Oklahoma, and I run into our guest now, Charles Moran. He is out keeping the campaign trail hot. Charles, welcome to the Joe Piscopo Show.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
Hey, so what do you make of, first things first, we got to talk about how unhinged the left is. What do you make of the fact that the Democrat Party of today cannot tell you what the definition of a woman is?
Well, Jen, this is just the continued incrementalism the left is pushing in society. And we all know, you know, coming from our time in California, that they've taken over higher education. The left has taken over the entertainment industry. We now see that, you know, this woke corporate ideology has taken over corporations. And just as that arc, you know, we saw it during, you know, the COVID shutdowns with critical race theory, the parents were finally starting to wake up to see what their kids were being taught in schools, and we've seen this huge parental revolution. The left has continued that lunacy through the redefinition of gender in society. And we in Log Cabin Republicans, which is the country's oldest and largest organization of LGBT Republicans, conservatives, and their allies, and about a third of our organization is straight allies, we've been the vanguard of pushing back on this ideology that just because you believe in equality for LGBT Americans does not mean that you believe in radical gender redefinition in society. And that's exactly what the left is pushing these days. This is the consequence of losing elections. When the Democrats won the House and the Senate and the presidency in 2020, all of those people who said, oh, well, you know, Donald Trump, I couldn't handle, you know, the tweets or the language. This is what you get. You get higher taxes, you get higher gas prices, higher food prices. And now Joe Biden and the Democrats' cronies in Congress are pushing this woke gender redefinition in society on this country. And somebody's got to stand up and push it back. We at Log Cabin Republicans are gays and lesbians who are committed to equality, but we do not go down this road of radical gender redefinition in America.
Yeah, we're talking with Charles Moran. He's the national president of the Log Cabin Republicans. In fact, Charles, I pulled up your mission statement from one of your clubs around the country, and there are many. I mean, this is impressive, the growth that's been able to happen to the club since you've taken the leadership there. It says the mission of the Log Cabin Republicans is to advocate and build a stronger party and promote the core values of limited government, individual liberty, personal responsibility, free markets, strong national defense, freedom, and equality of all Americans. And this is the most important part in here, regardless of sexual orientation or minority status. And the way that you guys frame this is you care about so many issues facing Americans, not just which box they check or which, you know, class or race they belong to. Your message is far more inclusive than the left is today, no?
Absolutely. And part of the reason is because we reject the Democrats' use of intersectionality, of victimhood status, as a way to separate people. Because we know that freedom and liberty brings all Americans together, gays and lesbians and straight people. The LGBT community and the conservative community in general is a broad array of people. We have social conservatives, we have libertarians, we have neocons. There's a huge amount of diversity within the conservative movement, and it's something that we celebrate. And we don't want to separate ourselves off as like, oh, we're just, you know, the gay Republicans and we deserve something special just because we're different. The things that we bring together, and I always go back to Ronald Reagan's quote on this, you know, 80% my friend is not 20% our enemy. And we know that if, you know, the shared interests, you know, gay and lesbian parents have the same concerns that straight parents do. And we've got parents in our organization who are saying, hey, you know, I'm gay or lesbian and I don't want the school teaching my third grader about radical gender redefinition. You know, these are shared concerns. The higher taxes and higher food prices impact gay and lesbian families just as much as that they do straight families. You know, onerous business registrations and restrictions affect gay and lesbian families just as much as they do, you know, straight ones as well. There's so much that brings us together. And when we keep that focus on freedom and individual responsibility and liberty, those are the things that bring us all together. And as a conservative, I don't want the government making choices and decisions for me and my own life and how I raise my family. That's not why, you know, when the Puritans came to America, they were trying to escape some of that governmental regulation on how they worshiped and how they ran their life. And we're looking for the same thing. So, you know, we, unlike some of the larger, what we call Gay Inc., the larger LGBT victimhood organizations, we focus on liberty, we focus on freedom, and we work hand in hand with the Republican Party to advance freedom and equality. You know, there's a lot of times when we have to take that conservative message of the GOP and take that to the LGBT community. But we also remind Republicans that inclusion wins. And if you want to win elections and you want to be representative of America, you know, 75% of America supports marriage equality, including 55% of the Republican Party. We are helping create a modern, inclusive Republican Party so that our Republican Party reflects the entire breadth of this nation, including LGBT Republicans.
We're talking with Charles Moran. He's the national president of the Log Cabin Republicans. I brought Charles on today because Charles and I have only disagreed on one ballot measure in our entire 15-plus years in politics, and that was Prop 8 that I was the spokesperson for in California. It was marriage versus gay marriage many moons ago, was settled by the Supreme Court. And I think it's so important, even though we disagreed on that way back when, 12 years ago, I think it was now, to see how far the Republican Party has progressed in terms of realizing that this is a critical moment where the left has gone so far off the cliff that we really do need to work together. So I love that you shared that quote from President Ronald Reagan about the 80% rule. I mean, I think you try to live by that. In the minute or so we have left, there's another Reagan quote I want to bring to mind, which is, it's amazing what we can accomplish when we don't care who gets the credit. And you're one of those guys out crisscrossing the country right now and even endorsing. I see every day practically Log Cabin endorses Adam Laxalt for Nevada Senate. Log Cabin endorses so-and-so in New Hampshire. You guys are actively involved, and I think you're going to be a really key part in the midterms and turning that back to Republican control in Congress. Just as we wrap up here, what are some of the things you're doing to get it across the finish line for the midterms, and where can people go to get more information about you?
You can find out more information on our website, logcabin.org. But the most important thing to know is that we are team players with heart and soul. And our number one priority right now is talking to disaffected Democrats and independents, and even more importantly, suburban women, to let them know that today's GOP is accountable to families, it's accountable to small government advocates, and that, you know, the GOP has embraced a mantra that we're looking out for the average people. That's average straight folks, that's average gay folks. That this is, you know, the new Republican Party is one that is looking out for the average American. And we are going to be defined by our successes that are jointly brought together, not by the things that divide us. And we're excited to be part of a larger GOP coalition that is looking to embrace all Americans, regardless of your sexual orientation, your color, your creed, your religion, your gender, that wants to be part of a winning America and really truly being America first.
All right. Charles Moran, National President, Log Cabin Republicans. Thank you so much for joining us on the Joe Piscopo Show. We're going to throw it over to a quick traffic break with Kristen North, and then we'll be back with Al and Joe Sebelia to wrap it up.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
All better now on the southbound FDR Drive approaching 20th Street. A stalled vehicle has finally been cleared. Bell Parkway is going to be slow in Queens, westbound between the Van Wyck Expressway and Lefferts Boulevard. It's going to be stop and go in Brooklyn on the Gowanus eastbound between the Prospect Expressway and Cadman Plaza. Over to the Bronx we go. It's the Bruckner westbound. That's a slow ride between the Bronx River Parkway and the area of Sheridan Expressway. And the Cross Bronx is jamming up southbound in the Bronx between the Bronx River Parkway and 3rd Avenue. Checking our Hudson River crossing, so far so good. Into and out of Rockland County at the Tappan Zee Bridge. The tunnels both look good into and out of the city, under 5 minutes apiece. George Washington Bridge inbound, upper and lower decks are both doing well. Outbound upper deck, we do have roadwork blocking the right lane on the ramp from the Henry Hudson Parkway across the span until further notice. Lower deck, it's roadwork blocking the right lane on the ramp from the Henry Hudson Parkway across the span. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
All of us come from somewhere. All of us have origin stories.
From executive producer Larry Elder.
Divine Providence was clearly operating in the lives of Black Americans.
And director Justin Malone.
When I was growing up, we were never taught that America was bad. We were raised to love America.
Comes the continuation of their 2020 hit film, Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom Part 2, An American Odyssey. Pre-order today on Salem Now.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-859-6688. That's 800-859-6688.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Well, folks, now you don't have to wait for Sunday to hear the radio show that has stood New York on its collective ear. Hear John Katsimatidis every weekday evening at 5, right here. It's the Catman with the truth about what's happening in your neighborhood. Cats at Night, every weekday night at 5, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, let me tell you about Reggie, who lives in Florida. He's got a lot of pain, came by it from just getting older, honestly, you know how it goes, pain, stiffness, you know, and then rinse and repeat every day when you wake up, right? You get the same thing. Well, the difference is Reggie decided he wasn't going to put up with that. So he'd heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor and gave it a try. 4 days later, he was already starting to feel better. Only 4 days already working. For me, it was 5 days with a 3-week quick start. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% have gone on to order more. Are you in pain? You're in pain, right? A little bit. Wouldn't you like to get rid of it? Get out of pain like I did? Well, your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. You go to relieffactor.com or you call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF to hear more about this offer. We want you to feel the difference with Relief Factor at relieffactor.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Overall, we're expecting a sunny day, just a few clouds in the afternoon, high temperatures reaching up to 85 degrees, and then we'll see a clear night tonight, lows around 70. As we go into Friday, we're looking at a blue sky, highs around 88 degrees, partly cloudy overnight, 71, and a few of those clouds will stick around into Saturday, a high of 85. We finish the weekend with sunshine and a few high clouds, as our temperature stays fairly steady at a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, it's almost Friday, and we are in love with you, the audience. Thanks so much for being with us today here on the Joe Piscopo Show. I am Jen Kearns. Thank you so much to the Piscopo crew for being so welcoming and so on your game that you could allow a schlub like me to come along and ruin your party.
Hardly a schlub. That's a schlub. We're schlubs.
Yeah, I'm the schlub. Yeah. I'm in t-shirt and jeans all the time. Please.
Hey, it's true. I did get some interesting DMs from some New Jersey guys yesterday after we were off the air, especially on my pom-pom picture with the big hair. I was like, all right, Jersey's representing. Yeah. So I'll have to sift through those later as my, potential suitors. Just kidding. So we've talked a lot about the midterms today.
Right.
And we've talked a lot about the cancel culture and freedom of speech and fighting back against the machine that is the left these days. Let's do some betting, since we can now bet in the state of New York.
Sure.
Let's do some predictions for the midterms. I've heard Kevin McCarthy, the GOP leader, say Republicans could win as much as 60 seats, not the 15 or 16 that they need to take back control, but 60. What do you guys say? Price is right rules.
I have to go with...
Price is right rules. You can't go over.
All right. I bet a dollar.
No, how many seats do you think will win?
I don't know. I agree with you. I think 60 would be feasible.
60?
I think at least 30 seats.
There you go. All right. We'll see. The midterms, 80 days away. Joe will be back tomorrow, AM 970.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.